thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
So far, he's got a perfect bracket. One person has a 40-year-old guy from Columbus, Ohio, has a perfect NCAA bracket so far, 48 for 48. Obviously, he has a number of games to go, but he's the only person that anybody's aware of that has one. New diet craze is the Pegan diet. I think I'm on this now.
The Pegan diet? Do tell.
I might go paleo. Just for fun, because I like the idea of being like a caveman.
Well, and you wear the loincloth already.
The Pegan diet.
The animal skin.
It combines the paleo diet, the caveman diet, with a vegan diet. Adds in some more, like, vegetables and stuff that's not in the...
Mm.
So, anyway, that's the hot new diet.
Too many diets. That's what I say.
Well, if you need to have the coolest new... Oh, you haven't heard about the... If you're that sort of person...
Oh, I'm not.
Then you want to know that.
I just heard of Weight Watchers. So coming up, the bizarre, the brazen, the strange raid on a North Korean embassy. A revolutionary group stormed a North Korean embassy and tied everybody up and took stuff is a wild story, and we'll talk to a reporter about it. A little bit earlier today, we were talking about, and I guess we talked about this yesterday as well, the tens of billions of dollars that some of the big universities have in their endowments. And how they still get giant donations from their alums.
Which can only be... Hold on.
Oh, God bless you, my son.
My soul tried to escape through my nose.
That's what they believed in the Middle Ages.
It's what I still believe, Joe.
Okay, sorry. No offense. Here's... I could just...
So the reason Meryl Streep donated $2 million to Harvard was to get
her... It has $40 billion in the bank.
Was to get her kid in.
Right. So it seemed.
That'd be my guess.
Well, anyway, here's a quick question.
It doesn't make any sense. If you're a philanthropist and you want to help and you've got money,
right.
Why would you give it to an organization that's got billions of dollars?
Right.
There's a whole bunch of them around you that need money.
Right. Here's a question for you. Do you think there's any significance to the fact that 5 of the 8 universities in the big, whatever they called it, you know, the scandal we're talking about, 5 of the 8 are in California. Do you think there's any significance to that? Or just the sort of appearance over substance, wealth over hard work crowd tends to gather on the coast?
California is the, you know, fake boob, get your chin tucked capital of the world.
True.
So,
that kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's like a 1/7 of the population of the country, too. But still, 5 out of 8, I think, is distinctive. So anyway, we're talking about giving money to your alma mater. And, you know, my kids' schools are hitting me up, and I'm like, go away from me. The idea of giving money to my alma mater, why? I gave them a lot. I was there. I just don't get it. And one of our alert listeners reminded us that the fabulous John Mulaney, a comedian, has a bit on this very thing.
I went to college for the whole time. Holy right? I just got a letter from my college, which was fun, because mail, you know? So I open up the letter. And they said, hey, John, it's college. You remember? I said, yes, of course. And then they said, how did they phrase it? Then they said, give us some money as a gift. We want a gift, but only if it's money. I found this peculiar. Because you see, what had happened, New York, was that when I was a student, you see, I had paid them a tuition money.
Every semester, two semesters a year for 4 years. I don't remember exactly what it was, but rounding up, back in 1999 dollars, it was about $15,000 a semester, two semesters a year for 4 years. $120,000. And I have friends I went to college with, and they're like, oh, you should donate and be a good alumnus. And they wear shirts that say school, and it's like, look, if you're an adult still giving money to your college, college is a $120,000 hooker, and you are an idiot who fell in love with her. She's not going to do anything else for you. It's done.
That's good.
The whole bit's like 6 minutes. That's just kind of a little part of it. But oh,
I love
it's
that.
It's done.
No kidding. How would you like to make a gift? Not very much. How'd you like to give me a rebate?
On, I can think of three classes at least where I should get some money back.
Yeah.
Both from your end and my end, there just wasn't a synergy going on in which I was going to extract a lot of knowledge.
I loved my college education, the social stuff, the having fun, and the learning stuff. I absolutely loved it. But there were a couple of classes I sat there thinking, are you going to ask anything of us?
Right.
Don't we have to do something? Don't we have to learn? Don't we at least make us pretend to have learned something? And then you got classes that are incredibly rigorous.
Oh, yeah.
But...
No kidding. And I always wondered, I guess, if the super, super hard schools are all the classes like the really hard classes. Which would be, geez, that'd be overwhelming. Because
yeah.
I had my Calculus 2 class where I was doing like hours of homework every day.
Oh, don't remind me.
And then I had rock and roll history, which required no effort whatsoever.
And then Chuck Berry came along.
With my hippie teacher who would have... I almost said something bad.
Oh, my.
He would have performed acts on the Beatles if they walked into the room, I guarantee you. He was so in love with the damned Beatles. Shut up already.
Oh, man. So, listen. Well, yeah, why don't we go ahead and grab a quick break? Because this weird story about the it was like a home invasion of the North Korean embassy. And what they did and the significance of it and who might have been behind it.
Awesome. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Why pay your hard-earned money to join an organization that fought tooth and nail for a government-run healthcare system? One that scripted portions of White House speeches behind closed doors to ensure the passage of the Affordable Care Act? The organization that stood against tax cuts for middle-class Americans and small business owners? That's AARP. Join AMAC instead, the conservative alternative. AMAC offers the same kinds of money-saving benefits of AARP without the liberal agenda. Become an AMAC member right now at AMAC.us/radio. AMAC fights for your values, protecting our borders by enforcing common sense immigration laws, supporting small business, and standing up for your individual God-given freedoms. AMAC is the way to go. Stand with AMAC as they fight the good fight by becoming a member today. The benefits are great, but the cause is even greater. Join right now at AMAC.us/radio. That's AMAC.us/radio. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless, and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-605-1653. That's 800-605-1653. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-1653, 800-605-1653.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, we should do this story at some point. We argued with David French over something a week or so ago. He's got a good article out today. The Southern Poverty Law Center is in a state of moral collapse.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
We'll get to that later.
Update on the Jussie Smollett story just came out, too. So we'll talk about that. Also, one of the most embarrassing things in the history of the NCAA tournament happened, and we have the coach admitting to it.
Okay.
Among other things. Right now, though, please welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show John Hudson, who is a national security reporter for the Washington Post and is writing about this really strange home invasion-style raid on a North Korean embassy. More information has come out on that. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. For those of us who missed this story when it happened last month, what happened in beautiful Madrid?
Yeah, so really one of the weirdest stories that's happened in a while. This was 5 days before the big summit between Trump and Kim Jong-un, which, of course, happened in Vietnam. But this happened in Spain, and basically 10 masked assailants walked in to the North Korean embassy in Madrid, tied up a bunch of people, stole a bunch of stuff. When they tied them up, they started interrogating people. Allegedly, according to Spanish authorities, they tried to get one of the senior diplomats to defect out of North Korea, and they started causing a bit of a commotion. One of the Korean women reportedly jumped out of the window. The neighbors were alerted authorities. The authorities came, and one of the assailants opened the door and said, "Hey, there's no problem. It's okay. Everything's fine." So the authorities were stopped for a few seconds, and meanwhile the embassy gates swung open, and these assailants drove out with two diplomatic vehicles and flew to Portugal and then back to the United States, according to Spanish authorities. And now, reportedly, a Spanish judge wants to extradite those people back to Spain. So it's quite a story.
Well, do we know who they are? They're in the United States?
Yeah, so the group is called Free Josen, and it's a very mysterious group. They've never revealed anything about their identities before. Some are believed to be in the United States, and their goal is the overthrow of the Kim dynasty, including Kim Jong-un, and they have members from all around the world. They have Koreans, Americans, and even a Mexican national.
Wow, how interesting. So did they all – they stole a bunch of, like, intelligence stuff from the embassy as well?
Yeah, Spanish authorities said that they stole laptops, cell phones, thumb drives, and the group on its website said that it has things of immense value that they actually handed over to the FBI.
And we're talking to John Hudson, who reports on national security for the WAPO. One more detail from your piece that I thought was really interesting, John, was that this organization said that the North Korean embassy is a heck of a lot – well, it's not a an embassy in the traditional sense, that they're hubs of illicit narcotics and arms trafficking and much more.
Absolutely. And they're not far off in terms of mainstream thinking about how the North Koreans use embassies as basically little zones of sanctions evasion. This one reportedly – the one in Spain was reportedly used to smuggle a lot of luxury goods, nice Italian couches, things like that, from Europe into North Korea for the sort of ruling elite to get their hands on amid, like, large global sanctions efforts to restrict luxury goods coming into the country.
There you go.
And final question, what's our government's attitude toward this Free Josen organization?
So it's been interesting. The State Department said yesterday that the United States had nothing to do with the raid. I was the first one to report that the FBI did have a meeting with this group after the incident, but the FBI's only comment is that it has doesn't comment on investigations, but has a strong and good working relationship with Spanish authorities.
Now, that's a comment. John Hudson, national security reporter for the Washington Post. Really interesting stuff, John. Thanks a million.
Yeah, good to join you guys.
Thank you. Yeah,
we don't have a North Korean embassy in the United States, do we?
Mm-mm.
How many countries have them?
I don't know. No idea. But keep an eye on this group. I mean, I'm down. I'm with them. You know, breaking into embassies and tying everybody up is a little, you know,
what
out
are
of
they
bounds.
Called?
But Free Josun. It's a J-O-S-E-O-N, at least in English.
Free Josun while supplies last.
Right.
Wow. So, yeah, and as with socialist countries. So they've found a way to put embassies in various places so they can send nice stuff back to the elite.
Looks like eight I'm seeing. Brazil, Bulgaria, Cambodia, China, Cuba, the Czech, Egypt, and Germany.
Okay. Wow. There you go. So listen, complete transition here, complete change. The NCAA tournament, we're down to the Sweet 16, right? And
yes,
those games are when?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday. Very
then you get
exciting.
Into the Elite Eight Saturday.
Very
and Saturday.
Exciting.
The next week is the Final Four.
Exactly.
The,
then
you
the
go
terrific
two.
Two
then the only one.
Wonderful one. Anyway.
And a bright, shining whatever.
You got the University of California at Irvine that lost by 20 points to Oregon Sunday.
Oregon, which is the lowest seed in the Sweet 16.
But they whooped up on UC Irvine. But anyway, so here's Coach Russell Turner of UC Irvine not only admitting to something that, well, I'll let you judge what you think of that something. He's not only admitting to it, he's bragging about it. Listen to this.
In the handshake line, I think you were talking closely with Lewis King. You talked to him for a little bit. Can you share maybe what you were talking to him about?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I would say a double team queen to try to see if I could irritate him. And I did. And I kept talking to my team about what we wanted to do. We were calling him queen because I knew it might irritate him because of how important he is to their team, like a queen in chess. It was a play on his name of king. and it bothered him. He started thinking about me, started thinking about Max. But he came back and finished the game really strong. And he'd had a thing or two to say to me during the game, and I wanted to let him know that what I'd done was out of respect.
Was that early in the game that you were calling him that earlier in the game?
Well, in the first half, they're right in front of us. So I got a voice I can make the offensive team hear me. So I utilize my voice best I can to help my.
So this guy's calling a kid named King Queen the whole game to irritate
because
him.
Because it's gay shaming sort of thing?
Well, he
just
says, well,
deals?
It's like the queen in chess. It's respect.
No, come on. No. You call somebody a queen, they don't think, oh, you're insinuating I'm the most powerful person on the chessboard.
Well, and or it's just a stupid-ass schoolyard insult. Hey, queen. Hey, queen. Wow. And the, you know, look, in the pros, it's still stupid. But saying, oh, yeah, I got under that 19-year-old kid's skin. Yeah, he was starting to think about me and the names I was calling him. Is that what we, do we brag about this in the press conference? Yeah. God, that's weak. Positive Sean, am I being too, am I being a panty waste over here?
No, you got to be better. Be more creative in your insults, so, you know, it's just be better. Like, you know, you can keep your job. I mean, we're not going to start a, you know, there's no campaigns or anything, but.
King, you're no better than a king regent, or perhaps a dauphin, or a king in waiting, perhaps.
More like a prince.
A prince, you're barely a prince, sir. Oh, man, that's some dumb heckling.
Yeah, I'm more.
You're posting up like a commoner.
You rebound like a wench. What? What? I can't understand.
We're
kind of
doing
stadium.
All.
It's very loud.
We're kind of doing all old timey king insults.
Oh.
Like Middle Ages sort of thing. Like
wow.
Like sir, you surf? You're a surf. What you are?
I
you're no
surf.
King.
No, you're a surf.
They
I surf?
They had to work the land, but they didn't own the land. It was kind of...
Oh. No, I'm not. My name is King. God, that's so weak. Now, I'm not anti-heckling, but there's a line. I know the NBA is dealing with this right now. There's a fair amount of controversy. There have been a couple of players that have lashed out at fans lately, threatened to whoop up on them. One guy got banned for life, I think unjustifiedly. Because he was heckling a player, and a player misunderstood what he'd said and extrapolated some sort of racial meaning from it. And the guy said, no, I would never say that. What I said was, and what he said was perfectly reasonable, but you're so close to the court in the NBA, you can get in these guys' ears.
Oh, yeah. It was a year ago this month. My dad and I were in the front row at a game with LeBron James in Phoenix, and I was sitting to a couple of kids were some of my favorite hecklers of all time. They had to be rich kids or something, because they were like 19 years old sitting in the front row. Must have been dad's tickets or something.
I remember their heckles were hilarious.
How are you in the NBA? And a guy would miss a shot. Oh, my God! I can't believe you went to Kentucky. How are you even in the league?
Did they ever call King James Queen James?
I'll bet they got a half a dozen players to turn and look at them.
Wow.
I mean, they were close enough.
How are you even in the NBA? Well, that's
what's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Chicago Police Union wants an investigation into emails about the Smollett case sent by Michelle Obama's chief of staff.
Ooh, coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Totally Trucks has immediate openings for an automotive parts installer and a suspension drivetrain technician. For more than 30 years, Totally Trucks has been outfitting vehicles with aftermarket accessories. We are looking for someone who is an automotive enthusiast that has a passion for customizing vehicles. We install everything we sell, from suspension kits, wheel and tires, performance upgrades, and much more. If you take pride in your work and want to have fun at your job, apply today in store or email us at totallytrucks@yahoo.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Lee, hilarious senator from Utah, said some funny stuff on the floor yesterday. Maybe we'll play a little of that coming up.
Old Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has said, has continued to call for Trump's impeachment. Says he's the most dangerous threat to democracy.
Okay.
Well, there's still people hammering that drum.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
The Chicago Police Union wants an investigation into the prosecutor who exchanged emails with the former chief of staff to Michelle Obama about the Jussie Smollett case. Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham says they want the Department of Justice to investigate state's attorney Kim Fox to determine the extent of her involvement with the case.
We felt that the text messages between the state's attorney's office, Kimberly Fox, and a private attorney in Los Angeles were really unprecedented and needed an investigation.
Now, the calls come after prosecutors dropped the charges against Smollett, who had been accused of staging a hate crime attack against himself. Fox had recused herself from the case, but the Chicago Sun-Times reports former chief of staff Tina Chen put Fox in touch with Smollett's family days after he told police about the alleged fraud. So now the police union wants to find out what is going on because, as the union president said, there's both a monetary and reputational impact caused by the decision on the city of Chicago.
Monetarily, it's somewhere over $100,000. I also don't think that it's necessarily a black eye on the city. I think the fact that we worked so hard to try and look for somebody who was clearly not there says a lot about the integrity of the city.
There is no explanation for why the prosecutor did what they did. Let the guy go. Expunged his record, sealed the files, kept his bond, but swore we didn't cut a deal with him. Just absolutely strange.
And there's some, because I heard this on Tucker Carlson last night, there's some talk, you know, because it was somebody in Michelle Obama's staff, that Barack Obama's crowd somehow pulled some strings to get Jussie off. But the reason that doesn't make sense
is... Well, maybe
is,
his extended local crowd. I doubt President Barry himself. He's too smart.
Well, Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod, who are probably his two closest people through his entire eight-year, you know, rise and run,
right.
They're horrified by this. The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, horrified by this, says that it was whitewashed and top to bottom justice wasn't done. David Axelrod, who was the campaign manager for Obama, tweeted yesterday... Here's the lesson of this weird turn in the Smollett case. You can contrive a hate crime, make it national news, get caught, and if you're a well-connected celebrity, get off for $10,000 and have your record expunged and files sealed.
Yeah.
So the tightest Obama crowd's not on board with this.
Yeah.
So what strings did he pull?
I think the story will be told. Somebody really, really screwed up.
Yeah.
And thought they could get away with much more than they could. And then old Jussie holds his press conference where he crows that I've been telling the truth all along and now I'm cleared. And the people who probably pulled those strings are thinking, would you shut up? Just get in a limo and go. Shut up.
Well, the weirdo crazy actor also said it's part of a racist conspiracy. Well, so then
wow.
Is he calling Rahm Emanuel a racist and the chief of police? He is, isn't he?
Yes.
Who else would be involved in the conspiracy?
Right.
And Rahm Emanuel was mad all day long yesterday. He did a number of interviews.
Yes, Smollett, for his part, again, insists he is innocent.
This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I am a man of faith, and I am a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
Yeah, why you to haul yourself up on the civil rights cross, you crazy person.
Meanwhile, President Trump is telling Russia directly to stop meddling in Venezuela.
Russia has to get out.
Russia has sent some military planes.
You can tell
he's
Putin's puppet.
Sent some military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. During a White House photo op today, Trump greeted the wife of Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido. He called the whole situation a terrible crisis, and she said it is a life and death situation in her country. Trump is saying the U.S. is with her family 100%. The Green New Deal, well, apparently not making it out of the Senate. A procedural vote on the climate change plan failed yesterday, even though it is not even a bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wanted to get Democratic votes on the record about the controversial proposal, but most Dems went ahead and just voted present. The vote was 0 to 57 with 43 present votes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it was clearly a maneuver by McConnell to try to embarrass him. They countered it pretty about the only way you could, by instead of voting yay or nay, going with present. But that's not a very strong endorsement of the idea.
No, no.
But you don't get to hang around their necks this, look, you voted for the Green New Deal, when the if you make it to run against the president or whatever.
Well, I got to tell you, these days you can tell where the smart money's going. Actors Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are launching a Canadian cannabis company. The company called Houseplant.
Seth Rogen smokes dope?
Did you just call Seth Rogen the smart money?
The company, Houseplant, is a collaboration with Ontario-based grower Canopy Growth.
Oh, I'm a shareholder of that one.
Yeah, see? That's why I said follow the smart money. Canopy Growth meant to,
follow
in their
the
words,
stoned money.
Make it easier for people to learn to love cannabis.
Seth Rogen, is he the Between Two Ferns guy, or is that Zach Galifianakis?
That's Zach. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Funny man.
Anyway, that's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Which one's Seth Rogen? What was he? Is he the,
he was
the,
in
Get Me to the Greek guy?
He was in Knocked Up.
Yeah, yeah. Knocked Up, Pineapple Express.
Heavy
right.
set fella.
The 40-year-old virgin. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
I see.
Very kind of schlubby looking.
Yeah, yeah, very schlubby. Yeah, one of those guys that you think, well, I'm interesting. You know, drove out to L.A. to decide to be a movie star looking
yeah,
like
oh,
that. Worked for him, though.
He's yeah. a pretty good looking guy when he cleans up. Look at that. There he is in his tuxedo. Probably
yeah,
about to go to one of the weekly awards
see,
shows.
See, that's a better original
more,
when he showed up in Hollywood.
More curly-headed days. Has the devil's curly hair.
By the way, well, I got a little update on the Smollett thing. For you coming
oh, that's
up.
Right.
Joe,
yeah,
Joe
yeah,
says it's not over.
Oh, no.
I hope he's
no.
right.
Whipping up racial hatred to promote your own career is disgusting. It betrays real victims of racism. It paints people as something they're not.
Well, now he's calling the people who went after him racist.
Yeah, God dang it.
In the system. So, yeah.
If Jussie Smollett starred in the Joe Getty story, I wouldn't go to see it.
An odd choice, anyway.
Well, he wouldn't necessarily
younger,
portray me.
A lot younger and blacker than you are.
No, he wouldn't be me.
Oh,
he just
have
in it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-605-1653. That's 800-605-1653. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-1653, 800-605-1653.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
To me, it makes no sense. It makes no legal sense, no common sense, and this is an abomination in my sense of justice. The notion that they say he's guilty of this hoax, he's walking around, I did nothing wrong.
And he did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation that all of us collectively over years have put on the books to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
That's Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, who is a bulldog of a guy. I mean, he is he gets fired up and is tenacious, and I don't think he's going to let this go if he has any say in the whole Jussie Smollett walking thing.
Well, and Eddie Johnson, the superintendent of police, that guy has a hard job. I mean, a grueling, chews you up like, ages you like a president job.
Because he has the most murdery city, one of the most murdery cities in the world.
Right, and he's trying to do something about it and often not getting the support he needs from the Politico types. And he does not have a sense of humor about this stuff. And to see Jussie saying, I've told the truth all along, crowing about getting excused, and seeing his lawyer now making the media round saying, this was a witch hunt, this was racist by the police, old Eddie is not amused. And who can blame him? God, the hundreds of thousands of dollars of resources and all the man hours and the rest of it as people are getting gunned down that he had to devote to this. And now Jussie and his lawyer are calling him a liar and pulling his pants down in public. Man like Eddie Johnson does not take that.
Sources tell ABC that Smollett, who was accused of staging an attack on himself, is still being investigated by the FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service and could still face federal charges because he mailed that letter through the post office. Somehow the post office gets involved. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the FBI is still looking into it as we speak.
Well, the thing about the postmaster general is he's a postmaster, but he's also a general.
Right.
Morning, General.
Let's raise the price of a stamp to 30 cents.
Cook County, get that pop-up off my screen. Cook County First Assistant State's Attorney, owner of the worst name in the world, Joe Maggots, wants to clear up one thing. What they did doesn't mean he believes Smollett actually told the truth. Well, we believe he did what he was charged with doing, he told CNN. This is not an exoneration. To say he was exonerated by us or anyone else is not true. So, you know, that ends that narrative. But his office's explanation of why he was let go doesn't make sense to anybody.
Right, and a former prosecutor told the Chicago Tribune that this is an odd situation and that usually he informed the police beforehand, so they got caught off guard. You know, it just went public, and then they had to respond to it. And it requires the offender to admit wrongdoing. So that'd be like the Robert Kraft thing. Look, we're going to let you go, but you have to admit that you did this.
Right. And then you have to sign a piece of trash for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to sign a piece of paper that says, I did this.
Right.
Smollett gets to claim he didn't do it at all, even though everybody knows he did.
Gets his records sealed and
gets his
arrest
back.
Expunged. And
I assume he's going to get his job back.
Doesn't do any community service.
Boy, Fox is in a bad situation. You can't fire somebody who is cleared.
Not
I mean, we don't want
Fox News. Oh, Fox, Big Fox, yeah.
Yeah, who runs his Empire TV show. You don't want to live in a world where if you get accused of something, your company can fire you, and then even when you're found not guilty, they can still have you be fired.
The state's attorney is at the center of all this hinkiness. Her name's Fox, too, so it's all very confusing.
Too many Foxes.
Too many Foxes in the hen house, huh? Fox with two X's.
Awesome.
She went with that fabulous second X. Oh, yeah.
What is going on? Well, you think it'll come out. So.
Yeah, I do. I do, because you ask prosecutors, defense attorneys, anybody, and they say, no, this is weird. This is not right. I mean, the cops have all sorts of evidence, and the district attorney says, oh, yeah, yeah, he did it. He absolutely did it, but we're cutting him loose with no community service, no plea, no nothing.
Even if their argument was jails are packed, this guy, while reprehensible actions, he's not a, like, if I saw Jussie on the street, I'm not afraid. He's not a danger to the community.
No. And that's their original spin.
Right,
no,
that is
true.
But his actions I can clearly see how his actions could lead to more dangerous stuff.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Or just the fact that either people are more afraid of another race because they believe it happened. I don't know who you are. But for a while, they believed it happened.
Right.
Or you're more bitter about the whole being called a racist thing, which is, you know, divides the races also. That's very damaging.
Yeah.
Maybe they can get him on some sort of RICO act. Whenever the feds get involved, that's what I'm hoping for. A little RICO action.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know what RICO is. I just.
If I was a Hispanic movie star, I'd call myself RICO Action. Just saying. Could it be? I'm just noodling this through. Could he have, his people have said, listen, Jussie's ready to spend $3 million on his defense. We're going to make this miserable for y'all. You can keep his 10 gur, send him on his way. And somebody caved?
No,
I'm just trying.
You'd have to say it out loud.
No, it's too high profile.
Yeah. And you'd still want to say it out loud. You'd want to say out loud, look, this is the deal I made for the taxpayers. They told me they're willing to spend millions of dollars. I'm not certain we'd get the conviction, so. But he clearly did it. I just want to make that everybody aware of that.
One thing is clear, And this is from the Chicago Tribune. The headline is, Chicago police files on Jussie Smollett investigation show behind-the-scenes maneuvers. There were a lot of powerful, well-known people in Chicago politics making calls about this guy and trying to pull strings.
Didn't Jesse Jackson or his organization, they had to be involved because that's where he did his so-called public service this past weekend.
Yeah, public service, not community service, which is a legal thing. Public service, which is just two words strung together.
So yesterday was Tuesday. He did his public service at Jesse Jackson's office on Monday. So the day after, you stuff envelopes and work in the gift shop for Jesse Jackson.
At nobody's behest. He wasn't sentenced to that. He just did it.
The day after that,
it's PR.
You're completely cleared and told because of your public service, such as what you did yesterday. What is that? Who orchestrated that? I've known a few people in my life who got into legal trouble, and they had rich parents or connected somehow, and they did community service, but they didn't have to do the, might be embarrassing if your friends saw it, picking up trash alongside the road. They got, they did something indoors, easy, really not anything, and called community service. So I know the connected get that sometimes. I don't know how you get the completely expunged thing going.
I wish I was connected.
I've never been connected.
I'm disconnected. and unhinged, according to some. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, this will not go away. It's too big.
Cool.
You do not rub Eddie Johnson's face in the accusation that he's a liar.
I'll bet
he's a fake and he's a racist.
I'll bet it doesn't do you any good to try to embarrass Rahm Emanuel either.
No, no.
He ain't gonna put up with that.
It's Final Thoughts with A.N.G. Hopefully no more Hitler games.
I really like that.
Wow.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody. What now? Marshall Phillips, your final thought?
Well, gentlemen, I'm heading over to a clean, well-lit purveyor of cigarettes, beer, and lottery tickets because Powerball is up to at least $750 million today. And once again, I've updated my gifting list for the Armstrong and Getty co-workers based on the way they've treated me over the last 72 hours. And once again, there have been some dramatic changes.
A handsome jacket, rankings. Marshall.
Positive.
Handsome jacket.
Positive, Sean. Your final thought.
Yeah, I went off to the doctor's office yesterday. I'm going off to the dentist today. I got people just poking me and prodding me and scraping me. I can't wait for these days to be over.
Yeah. Michelangelo, your final thought, sir.
Yeah, if you heckle at an NBA game, be funny, not profane or racist. Maybe use a clever prop or historical references. But no profanity. Don't offend grandma who came to see LeBron.
That's a good tip. Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I remember at that game a year ago. So we're in the front row, and it's quiet in there, and the guy's sitting next to me. One of the players is walking back from the Cavaliers. Dude, I've been watching you the whole game. You've taken that same shot three times. You've missed every time. You got to try from somewhere else. And the guys just looked at him like, hilarious.
Wow. Oh, man. My final thought was I attended a city council meeting in the town where I live last night, and I tell you what, the only people who put their faith in government are people who don't know anything about government. Power corrupts, man. Money corrupts.
That's an investment of time and energy to go to a city council meeting.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well,
and some people have lives where they show up every month or week or however often they have them.
Right, and they wait and they get up and speak and they say their piece, and I admire them for it.
Yeah.
They're standing up for you.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
The show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
And then they said, how did they phrase it? Then they said, give us the money!
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.